All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every other Wednesday, we talk with Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group about all kinds of real estate stuff. Hey, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. And what do you want to talk about today? I think we're about buying and selling at the same time.
That's right. We've talked about how we've done a lot of segments specifically for buyers, specifically for sellers.
Right.
But what happens if you're both?
Yeah, both at the same time.
Because it happens a lot,
exactly.
Especially with our primary homes.
I'm trying to sell a house. I might want to move into somewhere else. And like, where do I start?
Well, you call us to start.
Of course. Yes.
And then we're going to help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, a bit more logistics and moving parts to when you're doing sort of essentially two full transactions at one time, which makes it even more important that you're calling us.
Do you see a lot of that, by the way?
We do. It's very normal if you're moving your primary residence that, you want to have a home all of the time.
Yeah.
Usually, right. You don't want to have that sort of section in the middle and not a lot of people can afford that to
right.
not have a place.
Say someone's moving out of state, let's say, and you're here, right? Can you actually run that as well, or do you have to just kind of like give it to somebody else, or no?
Well, we'll run this side of it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're selling in Vermont and you're moving out of state,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna go through the listing process with you. But if you're doing it simultaneously, like mm-hmm. you're buying your primary home in another state, and we see this a lot with people who are retiring or moving for jobs.
Gotcha.
They need to sell here and hit the ground running there.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't have a license, let's say you're moving to Florida, you're retiring.
Right.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time to go.
It's time to go. Well, I don't have a license in Florida, and as much as I would love to fly down and look at beach houses with you,
yes,
I can't do that. But what I can do is coordinate with your realtor and your attorney and your title company there. Your team here will talk to your team there,
mm-hmm.
and it's really one process, but it's just a lot of people involved.
Absolutely.
I coordinate all of that.
That's good. Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's right. You don't do it is the point.
Right. Yeah. It's all up to you. Yeah.
It's really...
Well, people have those questions for sure,
There's so many questions, and I think a lot of people have been in their, their primary homes for a long time.
Yeah.
We know it was hard for primary buyers to purchase in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, upgrading and moving around seemed daunting and people stayed. But, now things have turned a little bit. So it's a little bit more balanced and it's okay to be a buyer again.
Yeah. Right.
And if you've had your house for 5 to 7 years, the equity that you're sitting on could be huge.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people are primed. Like, you have the equity. There's a little bit more room for buyers. It's still strong to sell. And so, if you've been thinking about downsizing or upgrading or relocating, it might be the perfect time to really sit down with us and talk about that.
What's the time that equity starts building? Is it like 4 years, five, or is it more or less? What?
Yeah, I think... It depends on the market too, because right now, the equity is coming from the fact that property values have increased so much in the last 5 years that if you purchased, 7 years ago and you haven't really thought about what your house might be worth mm-hmm. or what your equity is, so it's more than just what your house is worth, it's what you owe, what your interest rates are
mm-hmm.
and what they would be. And right now that most people have a significant amount of equity in their homes.
Right.
So, the interest rate being maybe slightly more than you have currently, you might be able to counterbalance that significantly and it still might make sense.
Especially if you're retiring and you're moving away to Florida, like you said.
Well, that's the other thing too.
If you're retiring, you've been in your house a while.
Yeah, or
pretty much.
If you're selling at a New England price point and then you're purchasing somewhere else where the price points are not as sky high as they are here.
True.
You can really, really take advantage of what your house is worth here to make that move.
My friend just retired and he's in Massachusetts and he's moving to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's a popular spot to go.
Sold his house for $380.
Yeah.
And he's buying a new one with construction, brand new. On a lot and $215,000.
I've heard similar stories. So. We've been involved in a number of those.
Really?
It's interesting because it's new construction there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so people are taking their equity out of their 1980s ranch house here in Vermont and they're headed to.
You'll probably end up with like $100,000. Yeah, in the bank afterwards, because, you know, it's more expensive up here, like you said.
Well, yeah, or maybe you're putting it into the house down there, or, yeah, or you're taking some of that money, and it's, you know, I'm not a financial advisor.
No, I know. He's some... buying it outright. He's yeah, buying it right outright.
Yeah, you know, so. And that's happening too. So, you know, I guess the main takeaway is, if you're thinking about it, mm-hmm, if you're just curious, like, what could you do?
Yeah.
What would your price point be? What right, do you have for equity?
And, yeah,
you know, for people who don't want to do it all at the same time too, I mean, we have solutions for that with financing. There's bridge loans.
Sure.
So you can close simultaneously, or you can, you know, sell and do a rent back, or you can use a bridge loan. So, I mean, there's just, you know,
multiple things.
There's so many things, many things. So it's important to talk to us.
Yeah.
And we can help you through whatever your hurdles are to get to where you need to go.
Yeah, we say that a lot. You got to start by calling or getting in touch with the realtor.
Call Southern Vermont Realty Group. Yes. And we would be more than happy to help you with whatever you need. I mean, it's everybody's got a different situation, and they're going different places, or they want to upgrade or downsize, or, you know, we've got solutions for all of that.
Exactly. Don't sweat it, because that's what your job is to do. It's just to figure it out what I need to do.
Right. Exactly. So you come to me, here's what you want to do. You don't know how to get there. Well, we know how to get you there.
Yeah. Perfect. That's great. Sounds wonderful. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today on the Property Pulse, and I've learned a lot already today just with this short amount of time. Did we skip anything?
So much. I mean, there's so much.
Like, it could go on and on and on all day.
I could talk about this particular, you know, transition for forever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, and we've got tips, we've got contract language, we've got the people, we've got the movers, we have the attorneys.
Exactly.
We'll help you streamline all of it.
Absolutely. Sounds wonderful to me. You know, and great. So give Jackie a call or go to the website, SLVTRealtyGroup.com.
Correct.
Right. And go to my website, our website, WTSARadio.com. You can check out all the podcasts when Jackie's been here, and the people that she's came and brought in here was great. Erica.
That's right. We had Erica. We had Kristen. And next time, I think I'm going to bring our intern.
You got an intern?
Yeah, we have an intern.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're teaching him all about the real estate industry and small business ownership, and he's going to teach us about Instagram. he's a young guy. And
that's great.
Yeah, so we'll bring him in here too and introduce him.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll see you next time, and thanks for coming on the Property Pulse as usual.
Thank you for having
me. And you have yourself a good day, and have a great Halloween.
You too.
All right. See you. Okay. Bye.